morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, are you guys the Exotic Set at Redcliffe?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I probably talked to you earlier. I'm the person with the scaly-breasted lorikeet.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I've called absolutely everywhere, and I mean everywhere. And, like, Maramba Downs vet is too busy, doesn't want to do it. I need to be able to, are you able to fit him in? I don't care if it's emergency or whatever. He's just, like, he's perking up a little bit now, but he's not, you know, he's still flying, he's talking now and stuff, but
yeah,
it sounds like he might be getting a little bit of a cold maybe, I don't know, cold weather or whatever, but I just don't know, and I'm, like, freaking out, and I don't,
yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, an available appointment at 3:10 I can get you in with.
I think he'd be dead by then. Like, this is not him. Like, he sounds like he doesn't usually just, I'm not sure what to do.
Is this him vocalising in the background?
No, that's the he's talking. Yeah, talk to the lady. Say hello. Like, help. Like, now he's being cheeky, where he wasn't before. I feel like he needs, like, if anything, he needs, like, he's just a little bit, out of sorts, if you know what I mean.
If he's biting and everything and he's vocalising, he's been flying around, I'll pop him in at 3:10. If he starts to become very flat on the bottom of the cage, not talking, really fluffed up, give us a call, but otherwise I'll get you in at 3:10.
He's not really fluffed up. He's actually doing it, like, running around and stuff. I'm just not sure what to do.
I'd keep
to be honest.
In enclosure. If you've got a heat lamp, pop a heat lamp to one side of the cage. If you don't have that, just pop a towel over the cage and leave, like, the front for ventilation there. Keep him warm. Minimal handling. Offer him food.
Oh,
and water.
Really? Because if I don't handle him, he's gonna just, like, go ballistic. So
yeah, it's up to you. The more handling you do, the more energy he's exerting, and the less he's got to conserve his energy to get better. So,
like, now he's preening and, like, it's just like he just sounds like
we'll
he's got a bit of snotty nose.
Yeah, we'll get him in at 3:10. But as I said, if any of those symptoms change, give us a call. I've just got the one bed on today, and he's solidly booked, but I do have this free appointment at this stage at 3:10 I can offer you.
Oh, you sure? I reckon he'll be dead by then. I just honestly, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm really, like, freaking out.
Yep. So the symptoms you've been explaining, like, he's preening, he's biting you, he's been flying around. He's still quite bright at this stage, and he's been eating.
Yeah, and his eyes, you know, they're meant to flicker their eyes, like, blink and stuff. He's still blinking like he's supposed to. He just sounds like he's not whistling like he normally does. Like, normally he can yell out his name and he'll whistle.
Mm-hmm. So, as I said, I can do 3:10. You could try, as I said, Maramba Downs getting in there, or there's Jindalee. Budrum, Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. Otherwise,
yeah,
we'll get you in at 3:10
here. I used to live at Caloundra.
Yeah, so I can book you in at 3:10. Do you want that appointment?
I just think he'd be dead by 3:10. There's no way I can do, like, an emergency and just get him, like, and bring him in, like.
Soon. Well, at the moment, the vet's solidly booked at the moment. So, as I said, he's been showing, like, he's vocalising, he's biting you, he's been flying around, he's been eating. So, at the moment, I can offer you a 3:10 appointment.
Is that a good thing that he's doing these things, that he's biting and he's preening?
His normal behaviour, yes. Like, obviously, I'm not looking at him, so I can't tell you directly what he is doing. But what you've been explaining to me, and I can hear him vocalising there as well.
Like, can you hear him just, like, crack it at me? Like, he's... Like,
he's doing the normal lorikeet behaviour, yes.
Yeah, without
so
the lorikeet whistle, you know, the lorikeet squeal, like, he's just not doing that. Like, he's doing everything else that he normally would do except the squeal, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so I can offer you the 3:10 appointment for the doctor to have a look at him. Do you want me to book that one for you?
I'm just worried that he's going to be dead by then. Honestly, I think he's going to be dead by then.
That's him vocalising right there?
No, that's, like, we live in an area where lorikeets are prominent, you know. Oh, like, I can't even get him to whistle like he normally does. Like, he's just talking. Like, he's a very big talker, but he's just not whistling.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe so, eating for you.
Let me have a look. Come here. Like, he won't even step up at the moment. Like, yeah, no, he won't. No, he won't. And he's usually a big eater.
Okay. Well, all I can offer you at the moment, you can bring him down and we can admit him into hospital. I'll leave that 3:10 appointment for the doctor to assess him for a face-to-face. But otherwise, so the consult you'll be looking at is $240 plus hospitalisation. And then we will be in contact with you. That's what I can offer at the moment. Otherwise,
okay.
You can try Moorumba Downs or the Brisbane Bird Vet, unusual pet vet at Chermside. See if you can get a face-to-face right away.
So what's it going to cost this afternoon? So you're saying the $240 and whatever, is that still
the
cost?
That's the emergency. That's an emergency consult plus a hospitalisation to admit him. So you'd be looking at around about $80 for the hospitalisation plus or minus workup of him, so fecals, crop washes, things like that.
Yeah.
The appointment this afternoon, you'd be looking at $170 plus or minus the workup for him, plus or minus hospitalisation if he needs to stay.
Okay. I don't want to admit him because he's going to fret.
That's all I can offer this morning for you.
He's got brothers here, like, that he's with through the day, so I'm sure that he will just fret.
Yeah, so that's what we can offer for you this morning. You can do an emergency admission, and we will do a workup and then be in conversation with you. It won't be a face-to-face at this point of time with the vet. I will book out the 3:10. For him to discuss things with you in person if needed, if he can go home. Otherwise, that's what I can offer this morning. As I said, you can try Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside, Moorumba Downs, Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum.
This call is being recorded.
So can we make that appointment for this afternoon? We'll just have to hope that he survives until then.
As I said, the other option is the emergency admit.
Yeah. At this stage, with him biting and flying and stuff, if you think that that's normal behaviour, if I go outside, he'll follow me. So his choice.
As I said,
I can't see him,
but that's definitely displaying normal behaviour at this stage, but you're the one in front of him. So do you want me to make this 3:10 appointment?
Yes, please.
Okay, so have you been to us here before?
No.
No? I'll just grab some details. What's your first name?
Ebony. E-B-O-N-Y.
And your surname?
If he perks up or, maybe he's just having a bad morning, when we all get tummy aches or, just overtired or whatever, I'll give you a call back and cancel that appointment, but at this stage, we'll definitely.
What's your surname, Ebony?
Ensor, E-N-S-O-R.
And your email address, Ebony?
My first and last name, all lowercase, no capitals.
Yep.
At gmail.com.
And your best contact number is the one that you're calling on now?
The one that I'm calling on now, yes.
And your address there, Ebony?
8 Egar, E-G-A-R, Court, Moorumba Downs.
And the name of your Scaly?
Scaly is Luigi. Not sure how old. I think he's seven or eight. I'm not sure. I've only had him a couple of years, and he was with friends of mine, you know, since he was born. So not exactly sure how old he is.
Okay.
See, now you're biting me. Now you're biting me, but you weren't this morning.
Okay, so I've got you booked in with Luigi at 3:10 this afternoon. I will send you a questionnaire if you can fill that out as best as you can prior to the appointment. If he picks up and you don't want to keep this appointment, please give us a call and we will cancel that one for you.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay,
and if
thank you so much.
Obviously, give us a call.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you then. Bye.
Bye.